like right now.
Welcome to today's Sticks and Dirt Kidbit podcast. It's a Christian-based kids ministry broadcast for the family of teachers, volunteers.
No, I can't do it. I can't. I can't. Let's
podcast edit.
Here we go. Welcome to today's Sticks and Dirt Kidbit podcast. It's a Christian-based kids ministry broadcast for the family of teachers, volunteers, and like creative soul
fire! Winners.
Fire! Get out!
And experiments.
That freaked me out.
Tessa had to take us on a bio fire.
Welcome to S&D Kidman Talk Show Podcast. And we're back. We're trying to get on a good schedule here, trying the best as we can. And we're here on a Friday evening. Be sure to stay tuned for coffee talk after the podcast today.
No way.
I heard it's going to be good.
Pretty good one. I heard it's going to be good. And so it'll be on after
Kidman
the podcast.
Kidman language.
You have been warned.
For $1.99, you get access to it. And
yes.
If you use the promo code
Nine.
Privilege, no, the privilege promo code, then you get it for $2.99.
Ooh.
My special code is Golden Corral Sucks.
You can get it for free.
Melissa,
if you type that in
Alexa's
any
not
website,
salty at all about
any website.
Just honey.com, find that one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Very good. What we're going to do today is make a little bit of announcement here and maybe a little bit of change of plans from what we normally do. Normally, we kind of hop right into a main Kidman-type topic and... But, you know, kind of a more serious, I guess, more straightforward, targeted topic of kid ministry or whatever. And sometimes, like today, I'm just drawing a blank. And I couldn't come up with a topic for the longest time until someone had posted in our podcast band app. We have a conversation group there. And Jared had posted in there a picture of a an old VCR tape of a children's ministry
VHS tape.
VHS
I love things like those.
And so he just posted just for conversation, and I thought, you know what, we're just going to go shotgun on this thing here. And
he's not even here.
Don't tell no one yet.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I'm going to get. Yeah, we're
I'm just so excited.
I mean,
we're going to get.
We did the.
We're going to condemn him here in just a minute.
Okay.
So
we've got really good news, guys.
So, oh, you do.
We do.
Travis didn't know. Oh, okay. It's us in a minute. Okay.
I just can't wait.
Can't wait. All right. So anyway, what we're going to do, I said, let's just talk about this because we're kind of just doing somewhat of a toy box segment here now. And so what we'll probably do, and I'm going to consider doing this, is from now on, you don't know, you know, whatever we're going to talk about may or may not be a straightforward Kidman type style topic. It might be something like this, like a toy box thing. It'll be whatever content we can bring to you. We hope you can enjoy it, have some fun, and yada, yada, yada. So
I see what you did there.
You see that? Yeah, okay. Yeah, that could be something in the future, too, but we don't want to let the cat out of the bag for that.
What about the dog?
The dog? I don't know about that. I'm not going to let him out. So.
Who let the dogs out?
Yeah, who let the dogs out?
Who?
Anyway, this picture is on our social media link, and it is...
What's it called?
Yeah, if you guys want to pull it back up on your app or whatever and take a look at it,
I
asked you guys today, I sent out a message today, I said, go ahead and look this up and see how legit this is. Now, you may have seen this on the social media somewhere. It'll be under a Kidmin hashtag, I'm sure. And somebody had apparently found a VHS videotape at a thrift store, because you can see in the background, you see the man holding it in his hand, and behind that is a shelf with other various DVDs and VCR tapes back there. And so he's holding it and he's taking a picture of it, and the cover of the VHS tape is a children's Christian film. I don't have it up with me right now.
I know where my
phone's
at. Put it up for everybody to see.
Like, I don't have my phone on me.
I'm learning a lot, guys.
The listeners, the listeners want to see it too.
Yeah, it'll be on the social medias by the time we publish this. But it's called Christ Four Arms.
We can't put
Christ,
it
Christ F O R A R M S, And that's the name of this. It's supposed to be a children's ministry cartoon.
There's a song.
Is it though?
Yeah, and there's a lot going on here, and we're going to kind of just talk this out a little bit. And I asked everyone to look this up, and I want to know how, because I seen this a long time ago, and my first impression when I saw this, I was actually kind of ashamed and embarrassed to see something like this was actually made. And then Jared brought it back up here, and I'm like, I looked at it differently, and I started wondering,
listen,
was this actually for real? Now let me what? Describe what is on this cover so I can try let you understand how we feel about this.
Make sure you cover.
It's a picture of his, I guess his boy is probably 10 years old, and this is a cartoon drawing here, illustration on the cover, and he's running from a bunch of kids that's chasing him, and they're bullying him, and he's running, and his arms are crosses.
Made out of, looks like gold.
Looks like gold crosses.
Maybe he crossed them, and they didn't like it, so they started chasing.
So he has artificial limbs, crosses for artificial limbs, and so... No hands, and it's the dorkiest, weirdest-looking thing you've ever seen. He has this expression of fear and shame on his face as he's running in this field away from his kids, and all these kids are laughing at him and chasing him, and he's being bullied and taunted because he has crosses for arms. And yes, you're hearing me right. That's exactly what's going on here.
I can't tell if this is, like, a real, like a... children's ministry
what
thing, or if
me?
It's like a...
Listen, here's the
well,
thing.
What's the very someone top of it? So the very top says what? Children's Christ films.
Well, there's songs.
Now wait a minute, and there's a little subtitle to this to the down the bottom right hand corner, I think.
Yeah, they threw beans on him.
Yeah, so
and
it
it's literally one of the boys that was chasing him with a bag that says beans.
That's
and
my
he's
favorite part.
Throwing beans on him. He's literally standing like 2 feet away from him, throwing beans on him. He's just crying.
Not at him. On him.
On him.
On him. They threw beans on him. Sorry.
And so
there's an infomercial for it.
Stop.
And this is like I did a deep search, as deep as I could go. I didn't, you know, I mean, I probably spent a good 20, maybe 30 minutes on this, trying to find out, is this movie for real, or did someone pull off a satire and did a nice graphic cover and went to a thrift store and made it look like he pulled this off the shelf, which I think that's what it is. But it's out there. They've done a good job with it, too, because it looks real vintagey.
It looks real.
It looks like legit. It's...
Oh, they have a legitimate know your meme even
print onto a cardboard sleeve for a VHS tape, and it looks like it's the real deal there. And I went to a couple blogs where people were talking about it and just basically mocking it, making fun of it, and how dorky, which it is dorky. It's very dorky.
I would
Christ
know.
For arms.
But let's be honest, I love Jesus, but some things that Christians put out, man,
and that's where I want to get to. In
there's
just a
some
minute.
Things that come out that just
thank you.
Shouldn't come like our Oriental trading talk about all those Jesus toys, like
yeah, there you go.
Y'all don't
exactly
really put him on everything.
Yeah, once you see some of the toys on Oriental trading, the religious toys, some really bizarre. Like, do you really want to put Jesus associated with that?
Be.
You know, I don't know.
I love him as much as
I want Jesus
person.
On my soy sauce packets.
That's about the extent of it. Thank you, Jesus, on my soy sauce.
But then
packets.
Also some of the stuff they create, like even like let's song. Be real, even even Bible Man had its weird moments. Like,
well, yeah, now like Bible that. Man, I like Bible Man, and so did Jordan Taylor.
I like Bible
it got
Bible.
A little. The longer it went, the
it was like they was running out of good content. They're like, okay, it's over.
I like Bible Person.
No, but I like Bible Boy.
Salty the Songbook. Do you remember him? That was a
what?
Puppet, big Bible puppet.
That's pretty sweet.
His name was Salty, named after, it was P-S-A-L-T-Y, like
the
Psalms. He was a talking, singing Bible puppet, and that kind of had the same, lasting. It probably didn't last as long, but it was really neat and cute at first, and after a while I was like, okay, this is enough of this.
That's pretty sweet.
But
sweet. VeggieTales. It's kind of like
VeggieTales. They hit it
like,
spot on.
Where are your arms? I don't get it.
I like VeggieTales, but I do have a qualm.
They got rid of them because that's what they were originally.
Because we would
the
teach
crosses.
Because when we taught Wednesday nights,
got rid of
we
them.
Would do some of these stories and like like Cana would legitimate, or it might have been Judah at this point, would like argue with us, like, no, they ate pizza at the feast. I'm like, no, that's just like they started taking VeggieTales like as facts.
Yes.
Like, oh, yeah. Like, they started taking it as Bible.
I honestly did that whenever I was little. I was not aware that Esther and Ruth? Oh my gosh, no,
Mordecai.
Naomi. Thank you. I was not aware that Haman, whenever he did, whenever they were talking about, you know, send him to the land of perpetual tickling. I didn't believe that they got sent away to an island to be tickled. I thought they got banished to an island. I did not get that they were going to kill them.
Oh. That is
I never understood that.
And there's, I want to say it was Epiphany. The Esther one, too. Or there was one with a feast, and that's what the boys were like, well, no, they ate pizza. And we're like, no, they didn't really eat pizza. And, like, they swore it down.
It wasn't until, like, embarrassingly long that I realized that, oh, they were actually just going to, they were trying to kill them. They weren't just trying to ban them from their land. I thought they were going to ban them from their land, like kick them out.
Mm-hmm. Wait, answer me this.
That was their...
Was Joseph in the Bible, was he or was he not a tomato?
He was.
He was not a tomato.
That was confirmed.
Thank you very much.
Fact check.
Biblical scholars.
Thank you very much.
So that's a good perspective. I wonder, with all these Bible cartoons, and we appreciate them and love them and adore them and worship them almost. I wonder, now that you say, I've never thought about it like that, how our kids really perceive.
I can't remember any other.
Take something like that and apply it and think that's really happened in the Bible. Mm-hmm.
I've actually, like...
The dangers.
Yeah. VeggieTales actually encourages cannibalism.
Yeah.
Bob the Tomato ate a burger with tomato on it.
What? Oh, my goodness.
He did.
Whoa. Wait,
with what hands, though?
Just give him a hand, you know? He's got to...
Probably more like.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
I can't remember other VeggieTale movies that got me confused, but
all right, guys,
Esther.
Thank you.
Esther was the biggest one. I miss 3-2-1 Penguins.
Oh, that's the one I was trying to think of. I couldn't remember that.
I miss 3-2-1 Penguins.
Well, they counted down. They got nowhere else to like, count.
Mitchell.
That's why I like Penguins now.
Mitchell.
Kevin.
I don't remember that at all. I think I watched it one time at like Nathaniel's house for some reason. And then I've never seen it.
I was obsessed with 3-2-1 Penguins because they were penguins.
Well, yeah.
I loved them.
What?
Because they were penguins.
What? No way. Penguins. That's it?
Penguins.
But yeah, I wonder, that's a good thought. How many cartoons and children's church programs let them watch and how much they actually absorb and think is actually part of the Bible when it's not. When in all good intentions, intents and purposes, we're just trying to, like, what you was your reference you had with Esther. Instead of saying we're going to take them off and kill them, we're going to be give more subtle. Say we're just going to banish them off into an island somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I honestly thought.
They was just trying to soften that edge, I guess, in the storyline for a cartoon, and I can understand that. I guess that's a good way to break them into it. Yeah, which, you know, tells me if you actually teach that story in class, how do you teach it? Do you actually tell them the way he was going to kill them? I mean, there's been times where I've said that. I mean, we teach about Jesus being killed on the cross. But, you know, there's a good story to come after that. There's a good resurrection to redeem all that. But for everyone else, it wasn't like that, except Lazarus. Yeah. He came back, too. And so, that's interesting. I wonder how much of that stuff children retain and actually grow up thinking that. And then, but eventually, you keep them in church and they listen enough, they read the Bible, they become exposed to the full story, I guess.
Yep.
And they, I think with common sense, you understand why that was presented to you like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's why I would say we do that. And we hope that...
You don't want to scare the kids off.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you're doing it in a cartoon, and I guess you don't want to put that type of stuff in there.
They should see if they're paying attention.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
That's also a good checkpoint there. Yeah, like, see if they're paying attention.
Put some gore in there. Visual effects.
So, They squashed tomatoes. By the way, speaking of tomatoes, I do have a serious question.
Is it
a fruit or a vegetable?
It's a fruit.
Okay, if it's a fruit, isn't ketchup considered a smoothie?
A smoothie. Yes.
You really think so? Yes.
There's other ingredients in ketchup that make it no longer a smoothie.
Okay.
But the thing is, do you want tomatoes in your fruit salad?
No.
Or the way that Tim Hawkins, the way that he defines a fruit, he goes, if it can't be a Starburst flavor, it's not a fruit.
There you go.
If botanically, it's a fruit. With common usage, it's used as a vegetable.
Well, then a banana is a legume.
A what?
Legume.
I have never even heard of that.
Looks like a nut. Like a nut.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, man.
So,
like a pistachio. It's like in the pistachio family.
Interesting.
Pistachio.
Say
something, Justice.
Yeah, Justice.
What's your favorite fruit?
Bacon.
Yay! I love it. High five. I love bacon. My favorite fruit.
Can you please isolate that clip? We need that for future.
Just the word bacon for a second.
No, like, what's your favorite fruit? And then bacon.
Bacon.
I love it.
Bacon? What's your favorite, not fruit?
What's your
Apple.
Favorite?
Apple.
Nice. Yes. Yes. I love it.
Oh, you're funny. What's your favorite vegetable?
Dude.
what is your favorite vegetable?
See, I think what a vegetable is.
Banana.
Oh, that's your favorite legume. Okay.
Give him half credit for that.
That's good.
Now, this is Justice. He's the world's second youngest kid been podcaster.
He's the world's third. Oldest kid podcaster.
Oldest.
Not really.
Youngest kid.
No.
He's the youngest oldest kid.
Because Kyler is the youngest kid in
the
podcaster.
He's the best 3-year-old podcaster around.
He's the only 3-year-old Kidman podcaster around.
Yes.
And there's Kai Kai.
Kyler, what's your favorite?
He's the youngest Kidman podcaster for now.
Hey.
Hi. How you doing?
What's your favorite fruit?
What's your favorite fruit?
Mommy.
That's a good one. Yeah. Mommy's my favorite fruit. Hey, he's getting a drink of mommy's coffee. What is that?
Oh, Baja Blast.
Oh, the
Baja Blast.
Nice. So, well, Justice, you have anything to share with us today? You want to talk about?
What'd you do today?
A church.
You went? Yeah, you came to church. What else did you do today? You bumped your head.
Oh man, how'd you do that?
How'd you bump your head?
At home.
How'd you do it?
Were you playing?
What were you doing when you bumped your head?
In your home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was he playing?
I don't know. I didn't see him bump his head.
He just came crying to you.
He didn't bump his head.
Oh. You work in construction? You hit your head?
Were you doing some construction? Were you building some stuff when you bumped your head?
Yeah.
Yeah, what were you building?
A Christmas tree.
Okay.
Christmas tree. Getting ready early this year, aren't we? All right.
What's your favorite holiday?
Red.
What?
Red.
Red's your favorite holiday?
Valentine's Day.
That's your favorite color.
Yeah.
Yes.
Red is your favorite color. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Very good. All right. We got that established. Awesome stuff. So, okay. Let's see if we can get back here and wrap this up here to actually get into Toy Box. But
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, this Christ for arms, man. I don't know.
I want to know.
It is fake.
It's fake.
It is fake. Now, where did you find that out at?
So, somebody did a lot of digging. They said they searched every single part of this thing, and they couldn't find anything. And there was actually an article posted about the person who actually made it. They've since deleted it, but they made a post about the person who actually made it, and he said that he was doing it as like a satirical image.
So it was satire.
Oh, it was a satire, hilarious. Yes.
They have on YouTube, they have the EDM song, and then they have like an infomercial for it where they just kind of read the cover.
Yeah, I've seen on YouTube, that is basically some dub techno music tracks that they've, one is actually Around the World. It's a different version of Around the World is all it is. And that's why I say, nah, this is, it's supposed to be like the Christ for Arms soundtrack, and which is a bunch of,
do you need
help?
Bunch of hoogie.
I love the quote at the bottom. There's a movie about an important lesson, .. Daldo.
Like yeah, it's like a little, like at the end of a movie poster, exciting, exhilarating the Washington Times. And this
I want to know what the important lesson is.
Yeah, what does that comment say? That, was it Dolby? The guy's name was
the guy
Darby.
Who does the EDM songs, yeah.
And what's his quote about it?
A movie about an important lesson. What is the lesson?
It's kind of, it's just so generic and cheesy.
Don't get beans thrown on
don't
you.
Don't make fun of people for having... Don't carrying their cross.
Cross arms.
Yeah.
Don't get crossed with that people.
Well, his arms are crossed.
Sure.
Thank you.
Brings a whole new meaning of don't do that too long or it'll get stuck that way.
Exactly, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, if it really existed, I'd buy it just to watch it.
You know what does really exist?
What?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Hold on. he already knows what I'm going to say.
I follow this.
Here we go. I can only imagine.
All I'm going to say is you're going to want Amazon Prime after this.
Yep. There is a movie.
Justice.
Okay.
On Amazon Prime. And it is called, hold on, I can't remember what it is.
That's weird.
Velocipastor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
have
my
y'all
goodness.
Seen
I've seen clips
the
of this.
Velocipastor?
I've seen clips of it, yeah.
It's about a pastor. That, for some reason, starts randomly changing into a velociraptor.
Did you watch
Are you serious?
No.
Okay, well, we need a movie
seen,
night.
I've only seen, like, there's an Instagram reel of it, which is how I found out about it.
I've seen that, too.
But here, hold on, let me...
I'm going to send it to Pastor and see if we can have a movie.
Let me make sure that there's no adult language in the thing, and I'll hold it up
how
to the microphone.
Velociraptor,
Velocipastor.
Hold on.
Okay, look that up on your Amazon.
I'm looking it up right now. I'm watching the video just to make sure there's no language on it.
On IMDb, right it tells you, like, Parents Guide. Oh, there is a lengthy scene.
A lengthy
it's
scene.
It's rated X.
Rated X?
By an all-Christian jury.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
There's a...
I don't know.
There's a lot of things in this, yeah. There's a lot of scenes.
Is there?
So this is not an appropriate movie to watch.
I don't know. No. The effects. So there is a scene on here.
Quite a bit,
okay.
Quite a bit of effects.
I scared you.
Justice, come over here and hit the soundboard on me. Here, I got your crackers for you, buddy.
Okay, hold
quite
on.
Quite a bit of F words.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Where are you seeing that at?
Okay, so don't look this up.
Okay, hold on. Let me play the trailer. Or
so,
not the trailer.
No!
Hold on.
There's a lot
just
of
the,
scenes.
The Instagram reel that I seen about this. There's no bad language in it. It's literally a guy talking about it.
Oh.
Yeah, hold on.
The main character wears a dress.
On Amazon Prime called Velocipastor. After losing his parents, a priest travels to China where he inherits a mysterious ability that allows him to turn into a dinosaur. Look at this. So I'm going to watch this so that you don't have to.
Oh, thank you.
Already off to a great start.
Saying rated X.
Oh my gosh. What kind of cheap clergy shirt is this? Oh, it's his parents. Oh no, something tragic's gonna happen. Oh no. Oh no.
So he waved his parents, he ran down the stairs, and then it says explosion.
Oh,
and
yes.
His parents were standing. His parents were standing by a car, waving at him. He then runs down the stairs to his parents, and then all of a sudden, the subtitles read "explosion
like
happens."
The car's
really?
About to explode, but
yeah,
they
the
didn't
subtitles
have
read "explosion happens," and you look back. They show where the parents were. The car is completely gone. The parents are completely gone, and in their place, it says on the screen, "VFX." Car on fire. They never even put the effect in there. They just put VFX, car on fire.
Oh my goodness.
Let's
In other words, it's a movie where you actually need to use your imagination.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, here it goes. Sorry, he screams. Okay, so then there is another priest consoling the priest that just watched his parents explode in this car fire, and it says, "That's what your parents do, Doug. They die. They die on you. They're in a better place."
Oh my goodness.
Like, you can tell that this movie, when they were like casting, they were like, "We need people who are seriously desperate for work."
But, oh my gosh.
People are getting desperate.
I could have been in this movie.
Velosa Pastor.
We could at least made it decent to watch for everybody.
Don't watch it, apparently.
Yeah, don't. This is why we're here for you people. All eight of you listeners out there.
I'm going to go home and watch it.
You know, not Travis.
I'm going to
Travis.
Doing it.
No, you're not.
I'm home right now.
You're not home. You're sitting
I'm
here.
I'm at home right
That's
now.
That's why we're here.
I'm watching it.
We're a shield for you to let you know that if you see Velosa Pastor, do not watch that.
Watch it!
No. And stay away from it.
I want to see the effect of him actually as the Velocipastor.
Have you not seen that?
Maybe sometime.
That's the thing I've seen, and it's like the worst.
Hold on, I'm Googling
dollar store costume.
Hey, what's that? What's
I'm
that,
Googling it.
What's that Christian broadcast, Angel TV, where it bleeps out and mutes out all the bad stuff? Is that thing still exist?
That still a thing?
Are you serious? That is
what.
Okay,
like he's fighting
y'all need to just y'all need to just Google the Velocipastor. This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Let me see.
Okay,
it.
Well, there you go. I'm glad we could help y'all.
I do have somebody who makes.
We have to put this next to Christ for Arms. We need to do like a multiple
this
image.
This is the modern day version of that
this,
stuff.
Look at this.
This is.
It doesn't even look like a raptor.
It's a T-Rex.
Because it's a pastor.
Is that inflatable T-Rex?
That's the Velocipastor.
It's the hunchback T-Rex fighting ninjas.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of ninjas.
This is a campy beam. This is 2018 is when it was made.
Speaking of ninjas.
Oh my gosh, this is so stupid.
There is this town. I forget where it is, but this
is it Booger Hole, West Virginia?
It might be. This is the best tradition I've ever heard of in my whole life. They, for 30 years. They have had what they call a ninja parade, where it's pretty much just people lining up on the sides of the street, but no one comes down the street because they're supposed to be ninjas.
Oh, yeah.
They all gather to watch this parade that never happens, but they say that there's ninjas going down, and you can't see them because they're ninjas.
Because they're ninjas, yeah.
And it's like people are being interviewed, and they're like, this was the best parade I've been in a year. I didn't
Isn't
see a single ninja.
Isn't there a song called I Am Ninja?
Is there?
I am ninja. You
maybe we'll say it
ninja,
for another podcast.
He is ninja too.
I have an Instagram that I follow. Speaking of like good edited covers,
This wasn't even edited.
This is my favorite Instagram. It's called 365 Days of Click, and she basically like redoes like click. She redoes all kinds of DVD things, and then like puts them back in
like
her
reviews.
Source. No, like she redoes the cover. Like mostly it's click. Like. But she'll, like...
She remakes
like,
a cover?
Owen Wilson and, like, stick them in.
And she but puts them back in there.
But she does, like... She does more than click now, but, like, it started out just being, like... She'd put different actors in click, and then she'd, like, go back to thrift, like... And people, like...
Does she, like,
just... Shelves.
Just donate them back to the thrift stores, and they put them on the shelf? That's
like,
hilarious.
Like, this is one with, like, Guy Fieri, like...
That's how Christ for Arms got out started.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Pout fake covers on them and stuff.
And, like, she does other ones. Like, this is, like Survivor, like the TV show, but then she turns into
gosh.
Reba.
That's funny.
And then like she
just subtle little change. That's
like people are good at this stuff.
That's
like
genius.
Blade in Manhattan instead of Made in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. David Spade in Manhattan.
People buy it. And think, oh look, this is a misprint version. It's worth $1,000.
Man, if I would come upon one, I would be so excited. I'd buy it just to.
They probably are worth something
just,
here.
Just
in about
I don't know where. I don't know where this person lives, but I want some.
That's genius.
Mm-hmm. There's
awesome.
And be fully loaded,
and she probably has 18,000 subscribers or something like that, and probably she's probably making a living off this.
Yeah, she's
that's
got
wonderful.
19K.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Wow, it was right there. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she just changes covers and puts them back on the shelves.
It really is.
That is neat. So okay, well, let's wrap that up there. And if by chance Christ for Arms really exists out there, and you're one of our eight listeners that actually has this, I want to buy a copy. Yeah, that was my second question: why does that exist?
No, why can't we make it? Let's make our own. I feel like judo would be a great...
Jared is like short and like thin enough where he could be that 10-year-old boy.
We just went into overtime. Why not make Christ for arms?
Can I be the ones to throw beans on him?
I think everyone wants to throw beans. We'll have a parade of beans.
Threw beans on him.
Hey, as much as this goes around and people look into it and you actually come out with it, and someone, because something like that's happened before.
Yeah, because there's like 16 people out there that really care.
Exactly. That would double our listenership from 8 to 16. Thank you, Justin. It'd
be cool if we could do a cartoon version. But.
I mean, people would watch something like that just to say, is this even real? And I have to see if this is actually a thing or not.
If we made
it,
we'd have to do it as cheesy as possible, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So like, instead just of like beans, is cheese? Or should it be cheesy
with
beans?
With less skin.
Cheesy beans. So, it's something to consider. Yeah. Absolutely. So, instead of asking why, we ask, why not?
Travis, when you finish the VBS skit, I have another skit for you. I have another script for you.
That'll be your next VBS, Christ for Arms.
Yeah.
And that's how we'll make our movie with. That we'll start from there. We'll practice it through VBS.
They'll be like crying. They'll be like,
yeah, that'd be scary.
They'll be like crying in the sanctuary.
We'll throw beans out in the audience and the kids. And the...
No. And someone will come out with their arms like.
And they're big. Instead of a VBS T-shirt, they all walk away with cross arms. At the end, they all walk out with cross arms.
I was at VBS.
My arms are for Christ.
Parents will never let them come back.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that'll be our last VBS. Yeah,
I keep finding beans in their pockets. It's wrecking my washer.
Did you put beans on my son again?
Oh, all right.
I'll do it again, too.
Let's leave
they
on
shouldn't have been there to begin with.
All right.
Let's leave on a high note. All right, that's it for our main segment, and we are going to go into Toy Box, and let's do that now. There we go. Okay. Ow. We're in Toy Box. And, that reminds me. Before I forget, I'll do this right now. Welcome to S&D Kidman and Podcast. And let's begin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's begin the show by starting it. Gus Polinski, please. Gus Polinski and the Polka Dot Band. And to my left, you will see, if you were watching a video podcast of this episode, which we do not have, you would see,
we did.
To my left, Travis and Alexa Johnson. But hold it, don't applaud yet, because they are with child. And
I'm still so excited.
You announced the other day on social medias, is it a boy or is it a girl?
Yes.
They'll decide when they're 14.
No!
Don't.
Did not go there.
You shut your face.
It is one of those, yes.
No, it is not.
It is.
Boy or girl.
It has to be one or the other.
It's one
boy
of those.
Or girl.
Yes!
It's the color of the water bottle that's sitting in front of them.
Yeah, the color of the powder they blew up on the...
Yeah.
What was that, a confetti gun or something? Or a smoke gun?
Yeah.
Powder gun?
Yep.
It was a dust gun.
Dust gun. There we go. Powder gun. Pink. It's going to be a girl.
A girl.
How long did it take you to gather all that dust?
I'm going to pick all that up. So, Travis and Alexa Johnson, everybody, give it up for them.
Thank you.
And a little baby girl.
When's the due date?
September 14th.
September 14th. All right.
But she is kind of long.
See, I told you.
She's
going to
be. She's not going to be. I think she's going to be Travis size.
I thought it was September
11th. It was a
tall girl
thing. Yeah.
What?
And off to my right, Justin and Taylor is here today.
Can't hide.
And they are here with, in studio, the two youngest Kidman podcasters.
Currently.
Justice, and Kyler Bench. So welcome to the Bench family, everybody.
And right in front of me. Right now.
Right in front of me. He is our church youth leader and our church janitor. Lives on campus. And he is... yeah,
very,
I know.
He's very quiet tonight.
He's been very quiet because he is not here. I know, people. That's right. He's not been there the whole...
Everyone's leaving.
Hey, yeah.
Everyone's leaving.
Guys, hey, guys, get back over here. Just sit back. Well, we lost those.
That's the fan club.
We lost them.
So we're down to four now?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is not here today. And we are so sorry about that. And it just so happens that he was headed out to a men's conference that's headed tomorrow in Columbus with, you probably heard of Nate Reed here before.
Who's that?
And then...
I thought Megan was at a hair thing. I'm so confused.
Well, she went too, but the ladies are just going out doing their little coffee drinks and stuff throughout the day while the men go to the men's conference. So, but I was supposed to be there. Now, I'm not going to say why because I was going to go, but things happened and I was...
Astrovirus?
No, not Astrovirus, but we'll let you talk about it here momentarily, Travis.
No, I've talked enough.
Yeah, no. Or you can save it
for coffee talk.
I got it all out already.
You guys got to do the coffee talk. If you want to know about Astrovirus, you have to stay for the coffee
you
talk.
You have to subscribe and to
Travis
the
is
coffee
an
talk.
Now.
Yeah.
And yes.
I think this may be our best coffee talk yet.
There's dozens of us.
How would we put...
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
No.
Did you say anything good?
It just sounded appropriate to do that in there. I just like one of them things.
Mine is like...
You hate me so much? She's leaving.
Okay, so Travis, we hate to announce this, but Travis and Alexa are having issues because
she just left.
Alexa just left her husband by her side, and she's sitting in her chair across the table. Wow, Travis, if you need help or consultation or comfort, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. You need a hug right now?
If you need any consultation, were you hurt in a truck?
It's hurt by a trucking company.
A trucking company?
You can call us if you were hurt by a truck.
Feel better?
I bet that chair is better. So
there's no cushion on this
Alexa
chair.
Is sitting in Jared's chair
right
now.
Yeah, it feels better because Jared
weighs
like
15 pounds. Just sit on and let us know later.
Jared's never here.
Okay, hold on just a second. The peanut section over there where Jared's people are at, they are waving at me, so they want to still honor him for even not being here, if you can imagine that. Jared the Epic Henry, everybody.
Kung Fu Hooey.
Kung Fu Hooey.
I'm so glad he'll never listen to this. He'll never hear that.
I know, right?
I'll be between us.
I texted him the other day. I said, you better go to Rocket Fizz while you're in Columbus.
Go to Rocket Fizz while you're in... Oh, there's a Rocket Fizz in Columbus, isn't there? Mm-hmm. I never think of that. So, all right, so let me finish this up here. Our podcast episodes are available on demand at any podcast station, but they're not in demand. And so visit our mothership on sndkidman.com. Our social media links are there. Where you can link up to us on Facebook and Instagram, and there might be a link on there for MySpace, LinkedIn. Everyone's connected, but not Twitter. So
Twitter.
I just reworked the MySpace page.
Twitter. That's Twitter's new.
Who's
sound
in our top eight?
You changed the top eight.
Tom's still up there.
Okay, good.
Find our podcast at your local Walmarts as well, or Target, Starbucks, and wherever fine podcasts are sold, but not at. This is where you all step in.
Somewhere. Oh, will you say something now?
Golden Corral. Never mind.
Menards. Menards.
No, we are actually easy.
Hey,
we're in talks with them right now.
Home Goods.
We might talk about
Home Goods. Home Goods is fine. Golden Corral is, I mean,
Home Depot. We don't do Home Depot.
Shoe Carnival.
Orange.
After what they pulled off recently.
Okay. Shoe Carnival either. Yeah.
Whether in traffic every 47 on the twos
the
with
Croc
our S&D.
The Croc Store.
The traffic and weather Skyjet.
So how was your Astrovirus?
There he goes.
I'll tell you later at Coffee Talk.
Right now, the lines are open. If you want to dial or text the number really 9 with a question or comment, we'll get you in here right away. Then after this, the all request hour coming up later with deep cuts and absolutely zero hits.
None.
On that. So,
is it possible to go negative?
And just our disclosures are, please, This is your warning. This podcast contains psychological creativity and kid men language.
Is it on Amazon?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So,
are you done?
Am I done? Oh, I'm glad you guys are done. I just try to talk over me every time I do our disclosure and disclaimers. And
you did it really fast today.
Well, I didn't do the actual list of disclosures.
We'll do it.
I can't now.
We'll be quiet. No, we'll be quiet.
No, you won't.
We'll be quiet.
You will?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be
you
quiet.
Promise?
Yes.
Okay. Void where prohibited. Those no purchase Amazon. Necessary to win. Not responsible for personal theft of items left in car. That's it!
Hey, they were quiet.
We were quiet.
So, all right, let's go ahead and hop into what is it? Let's go into hold up.
We can't. Long Moo Cooey.
And Jared is not here today. So much for hold up, and that was hold up.
Honk Pooey.
So Jared owes us two hold up sessions for the next podcast.
Yeah, he does.
Do we want that?
I was just about to say.
That's a good question.
Do we want?
No, but he owes it to us.
He owes it to us. We'll tell him he owes it to us, but we'll say we won't accept it.
He needs negative. No.
Yeah. So he comes back. He doesn't have to.
He doesn't have to.
No, we play the music. Play the music for him, but then we're like, and that's over.
Well, that's the thing, though. You tell him that he owes us two, and then when it comes time, we don't give him any.
Tell him we guessed his favorite Bible verse and he wasn't here.
Oh, yeah, we haven't done that
one. Segment's over. We already guessed it.
Yeah.
If you don't know what it is, we can't help
like,
you.
It literally go like two podcasts without even doing it.
You know, I don't think we did last time.
We didn't.
We guessed it last. Yeah.
That's why we did.
The last podcast, we did not do his favorite Bible verse.
That was a long time ago, so it's hard to remember.
Yeah, so. And, yeah, speaking of, unfortunately, we, our podcast are, like I said, we've been trying every Friday night, and it's not working out too well for us.
Well, last Friday, we
I mean, to be
cornhole.
Fair, yeah, I was about to say, it's just, we
had timing
when we started.
The church event, yeah, we've seen that already up front. And then I think already April 15th and April 22nd are going to be out, because I think April 20th, one of those is Good Friday, isn't it?
Yep.
April 15th is Good Friday.
April 15th is Good Friday, so unless we arrange something to get, to make a supplement... A time to do that. If not, there's going to be two more podcasts there. I don't know what April 22nd is, but my wife said
that is ladies' conference for me and her.
Oh,
yeah, it's April 22nd.
Are you going to go to that, Alexa? You going to ladies' conference?
Probably not.
It's April 22nd.
What is it? April 22nd?
April 22nd.
April 21st and 22nd.
Well,
no,
now,
it is.
It
Huntington.
Falls on
no,
the calendar day, April 22nd.
Is it Huntington?
No, I think it's Charleston.
Charleston. Usually in Charleston.
Charleston on April 22nd.
So if you go to ladies' conference, the kids just stay with Justin then? Mm-hmm. So we wouldn't have a babysitter here if he was with us on the podcast.
It's a big responsibility.
Hey, Travis, it's in Charleston on April 22nd.
Okay. If we have one on the 22nd, we could have one with the, just us, Johnsons, and Jared.
Maybe. But you guys, on the calendar, you got to look at the calendar, and it'll be on April 22nd.
So anyway, there's a couple more slots where we do our recordings that may not even happen. So if we can get something in there for y'all, we will. If not, then please forgive us.
Oh, that's not on April 22nd, though.
That's on a Friday, though.
That's not on April 22nd.
Next Friday is April Fool's Day.
April Fool's Day.
We have to have a podcast next Friday. Oh, April Fool's Day, absolutely.
Goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
What should I do for an April Fool's joke at work?
Not show up.
Last year, I posted a picture of a therapy chicken. named Pancake.
But it actually, more people were just upset.
You should call it Waffles.
Well, his name was Pancake.
No, the name was Waffles.
And then I posted that in the morning, and then in the afternoon I posted R.I.P. Pancake.
Oh my goodness.
People were not happy.
Oh my goodness.
People were commenting before, they were like, this is such a great idea. Then I put R.I.P. Pancake.
Like, people were more mad that there wasn't actually a therapy chicken. Like, Travis's April Fool's ideas are, like, good ideas. They're, like, better ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of April Fool's and Travis, let's go ahead and do our maybe Pod Jinx or whatever.
I suppose.
I will do that as soon as I find the button for Pod Jinx here.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's
no, that's
else.
Toy Box.
Oh,
that's
man.
Menomino.
Oh, there it is. Thank you.
No. You'll need that. I'm so underappreciated.
Now, the moment you've all been waiting for. It's time for Podjinx, where corny kids' jokes never grow old.
Oh, yeah!
Here is your joy-filled jester, Travis Johnson.
Manamana. Manamana.
I have something to share.
Manamana.
You shared a lot today, Travis.
Sure did.
Yes, you did.
Y'all have to learn.
Y'all don't even know my life.
Wait, talk.
All right, Travis. I'm going to share something even better after this. All right.
Anything is better.
All right, you ready?
We're ready.
I need to find it now.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
What?
I'm ready, Travis.
What has five toes and isn't your foot?
What has
five
today.
Toes
no, you didn't.
And is it not your foot?
You did?
I did. I've seen this today.
I rhyme.
Well, it was posted 3 days ago. There's no way.
It's a Ford truck.
What has five toes?
It's a Ford truck. It gets towed all the time. Five toes.
But it's not on your foot.
Yeah, it's a Ford truck.
Can I say
it? Yeah,
yeah.
Say
wait,
it.
If you think you know what.
What was the question again?
What has five toes but isn't your foot?
My foot.
No, I said it isn't your foot.
My foot.
No, not your foot.
My foot.
My foot. All right, you ready for the next one?
No, wait till you bring the kids in.
Travis, I'm ready.
Oh, yeah. Come on, kids.
Travis.
So this is the thing. Like, all the kids at work like me more than anyone else. I'm not saying that to brag. I'm not saying that to brag. But I was having a conversation. I'm like the most low energy person that works in that building. All these other like therapists and girls are like, ah, it's so good to see you. And
really?
I'm like, hey man, let's go wash your hands. I don't even do that much.
And they're like, where's Travis?
Yeah.
So they'll listen to you more than anything, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. All right, you ready for the next joke?
Yeah, absolutely. Interesting.
What kind
of...
Hey.
I'm ready.
All right. What kind of dentures cost $1?
I seen this. Today.
Stop it!
Oh, you're on the same Instagram feed he's on then.
No, I'm lying. April Fool's.
What is it again?
What kind of dentures cost $1?
Dollar dentures.
This is my joke of the week this week.
That's terrible.
Did anybody get it?
Nope.
No. I mean, I think I've heard this one before. I'm stuck. Dollar dentures.
Oh, I think I got it.
What do you think it is?
I'm going to say buck teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Yeah. Oh, man, that is good. Buck teeth.
That's all, folks.
She thought.
She thought she knew.
Wow. Okay. All right, anything else today?
I have something.
Yes, go.
All right, to lay the groundwork of this story.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this company, if you're not aware of it, it's called Roosevelt's.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm about to say, Alexa?
Yeah.
It's this company that does dress shirts. Not dress shirts, like button-up shirts with like fun designs on it. So I bought one recently that I bought the Buzz Lightyear one,
mm-hmm.
like a while back.
Yeah.
And then recently they came out with a Marvel line. And they just dropped it on Tuesday. They dropped like four designs
okay?
on Tuesday, mm-hmm. and they dropped four or like six more on yesterday.
Why do they keep dropping it?
So
six morons yesterday.
Why
six
they keep
wait a minute.
I think
here.
Trippy Trav's working there.
Yeah. Why do they keep dropping it?
So the theme for the first one was Spider-Man. So I bought the Spider-Man shirt. Like you know the meme of all the Spider-Men.
Pointing at each other.
Yeah, yeah. The little comic books.
No, I've never seen it.
On the T-shirt, it's all, or on the shirt, it's all those Spider-Men pointing at each other.
All the Spider-Men.
So that was on Twesday, and then people
Twesday.
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 The day before Wednesday.
That's the day before Wednesday. The day after Tuesday.
Twesday. So that was Twesday. So yesterday, they were going to release another line, and then people were like. Commenting like, what do you think the T-shirt or the shirts are going to be? So there's like this Facebook page called Roosevelt's Insiders where you can sign up and you can like talk to people that are that like the shirt company, the shirt company. So I said, what are the chances we could get a Squirrel Girl shirt?
Did they drop a Squirrel Girl shirt?
No, but there's this one guy that was like, no one understands how good Squirrel Girl is. And then he posted a picture of him and his daughter with like the writer of Squirrel Girl and like the artist of Squirrel Girl. And then there were someone else posted like another picture that said, with all this Marvel superhero talk, who is the best Marvel superhero and why? So I naturally, I wrote Squirrel Girl because she defeated like all these people, Galactus, Mephisto, Thanos, Dr. Doom.
Now, wait a minute. On another note, not now. How did Squirrel Girl defeat Thanos when he was defeated in the Marvel Universe?
This is multi-universe.
She's never lost.
She's unbeatable. The unbeatable Squirrel Girl. Person after person kept commenting, like, people don't realize how good Squirrel Girl is. So it's like, we got this big group of people that are really into Squirrel Girl. So I just want to say, Squirrel Girl is the best superhero out there. And that's it.
And there you have it.
She defeated all those people. But here's the thing. When I say defeated, okay, so in the comics...
Are we about to do a deep dive of
Squirrel Girl?
Deep dive of Squirrel Girl right now. In the comics, she goes to meet Tony Stark. Tony Stark wants to weaponize her squirrels. So he tries...
Her squirrel. She has pet squirrels?
Yeah, she controls...
All the squirrels listen to her.
She controls the squirrels.
Just like Tarzan can control the animals.
So she's Aquaman of rodents.
Yeah, there we go. Sure. Of the squirrels, anyway.
So he wants to put a suit of armor of squirrels around the world or whatever, so you would say.
That's nuts.
So she...
Thank you. See what I did there?
He ends up trying to... In doing that, he ends up cloning Squirrel Girl. So Squirrel...
By accident or on purpose?
By accident. So Squirrel Girl...
How did that
happen? The clone turns evil.
So she has a clone?
Yeah. Squirrel Girl has a clone. And it's evil. And she gets the power of like...
Who's evil?
The clone of Squirrel Girl. So she gets all these powers, and she like absorbs all these powers, like
what powers?
Like Silver Surfer and all these different characters, and
what other characters? Though?
And then she defeats all these characters. But when I say defeat,
which characters?
I'm leaving
Thanos and Mephisto and all these Doctor Doom and all these big characters. But when I say defeat, she doesn't kill them. She just defeats them.
Is Mephisto
like in a basketball game?
Is Mephisto is he like a Spanish fighter?
Like they give up.
But
like...
here's the point: they give up. So here's
they
the point:
they tap out.
Even when Squirrel Girl is evil at her worst, she's still the best superhero because she doesn't kill anybody.
Who's she?
Boomer.
Stop it.
Jared or Justin.
He's very serious about Squirrel Girl.
Boom, roasted.
So even at her worst, she's the best superhero.
Boom, roasted.
Who, though? Is Squirrel Girl?
Jared
Squirrel
Girl. Oh, my Lanta.
Is Mephisto like a Spanish fighter who only uses his fist?
Mephisto is...
Is he like mysterious imagination or something?
He's like Satan of the comic book world.
That's bad.
Scarlet
yeah, he's
Witch.
A very, very...
So he's
she
evil.
Defeated him.
Is she more evil than him?
Not evil, but more powerful and beat him.
But she's not as evil as him.
Taps him
no,
out.
Not
makes
evil.
Him tap out.
Because
you said that she's evil.
Can we get
even
some
at
elevator
her,
music?
Even
what's
at
her
name?
Evil Doreen is, Green?
You said that she's evil.
Even at her evilest, she's
Doreen
still
Doreen
the
Green?
Evil. Is she evilest?
Doreen Aline Green?
Doreen Green, yes.
Is she the evilest?
Her middle name is Aline.
Aline is the, yeah.
Is she the evilest?
At her evilest, she's the bestest.
That's much gooder.
Yeah.
Doreen Aline Green.
Doreen Green, yeah.
That's Squirrel's name.
Easy for you to say.
Doreen.
Doreen
I don't understand.
That's a nut job.
What if we... I want a Squirrel Girl.
Awkward.
That's all I have to say about that.
No, really. That's all. That's all I have to say about that.
I think I'll go home now.
I think I'm going to go. I'm pretty
tired. We need that. We need that sound clip.
I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
I'm pretty tired. I think I'll go home.
We need that call.
Hey,
we
if my, my soundboards can retain all the data that I put into them, I could, but these things keep rebooting themselves. And I, like my other, the white one over here, it didn't update. It downdated and went back to the old soundboard clips I had on there a long time ago. And all the new ones I put on there are gone. I don't know what these things are doing. Bizarre stuff. So I'm in a bizarre world right now of these electronics. So
Dave Squirrel
I see
costumes.
My topic went off the ground. Good.
It's a topic for a different time.
So, all right.
Can I be Squirrel?
Another multiverse.
In another multiverse. That's a different.
What else we have to do? But you know, this podcast went really good without Jared today.
It did.
I think that's saying something.
He would back me up with Squirrel.
No, I think he's praying for us. That's what it is.
I think so.
I think he's praying for us because he feels so bad for not being here tonight.
What?
He's probably praying for us right now tonight.
I think he's brainwashed you. Like,
and
Kung
he's praying because he knows Kung he's not
Hui.
Here. He's like,
Kung Fu Hui.
Podcast was real good.
There's baby costumes from Squirrel Girl.
Oh, good lord. That's nuts.
Their baby is going to like take her newborn pictures in a Squirrel Girl costume.
We're naming her Doreen.
No, not Doreen.
a DeLorean.
Doreen.
Doreen?
Isn't that your mom's name?
You're not going to
name
her
Squirrel Girl. Darlene.
DeLorean.
Doreen is Squirrel Girl.
I want a DeLorean.
Or you just name her Squirrel.
Travis isn't allowed.
How about you just like spell squirrel names. Backwards? Try that.
There's already a name. We're good.
Lyrics. Lyric.
When will we just know that whenever lyric. She is born?
There you go.
Huh? I don't know. I might have to. I wanted to wait and give the name when she's born.
Oh, I've been telling people at work.
Somebody needs to create like a program.
Do you guys have a name for her?
We do, but I'm feeling like so many people are having girls that I'm going to have to like. Say it so no one.
Oh yeah,
I've been telling people.
So many, like not only in, like we have 8 people at church, but then we have like 4 friends outside.
Okay,
of church.
Well you know you announced the pregnancy before you know you told the church. So how about we just announce the name before we tell the church? No, I'm
Dang.
Kidding. You don't have to.
So you're taking a risk because there's other 7 other women pregnant in the church. That is this a common name that you think they might one of them might pick?
I don't think.
I know it's Doreen. Pretty common.
So. Can we know the first letter?
It starts with an L.
Okay.
What's
the middle
Johnson's
name is L too.
Baby girl name.
LLJ.
Okay.
LL Cool J. Oh yes. Yeah. I love it. I was just saying how much
more.
I love LL Cool J.
He's the best.
I was gonna say LLC. You know.
LLC.
But yeah.
But, no, it doesn't work.
I mean, I don't know because we have 4 friends even outside of church
agreement.
That
LLJC.
Most of them are having girls too.
What's that?
Let's learn Jesus Christ.
I was gonna. I wanted to wait, but.
LLJ, let's learn Jesus.
Oh, God, I don't know, man. My
Christ
brain.
For Arms, part 2.
If this baby's born with Christ for Arms, you guys did it.
I really need to. I'll check with the people who are due before me and make sure.
Uh-oh, there's a dinosaur in here.
Yeah.
It's a Velocipaster.
Velocipaster.
It's a Velocipaster. No, we
it's
call
a pterodactyl.
We call him Crankosaurus. Oh, hold on.
Oh,
Kai.
He's doing his dinosaur. Look at him. He's doing his dinosaur stomp.
Yeah, everybody who's
look
listening, watch.
Yeah,
watch
grow
him.
Up. You'll never
he's
be
watching
dinosaur stomps.
Kyler, hey. Come here, buddy.
Kai. Or Kylosaurus.
Come here.
No, are sorry. You a little dinosaur? Yeah,
you'll never be a dinosaur.
Hold on.
Grow
we gotta
up.
Ask him. Hey, what does a Crankosaurus say?
No.
He's shaking.
What does a Crankosaurus say?
Roar.
What does a Crankosaurus say?
There you
hey.
Go.
Very. And there he goes. He does slow
and
motion
he's
dinosaur
off.
Stomps. He's in his little dino world. All right. Okay. Anything else?
Dino world. That would be a good movie. Dino world.
Yeah, something about dinosaurs
that
taking
sounds,
over
sounds,
the world.
Sounds original.
Yeah. No,
like,
don't
what about
no,
like
Jurassic
World?
Cliche.
Like,
an
park.
Like an amusement park with
no,
dinosaurs.
No, Dino
yeah.
Planet.
Ooh,
they go
better.
Space. Jurassic World goes into space to save the world, and the dinosaurs land on another planet, and they take over that
or
entire planet.
A zoo of dinosaurs.
So leave it to me to bring it
ooh,
a downer
that's a good idea.
To
that's
this
a,
right
that,
here.
Dino zoo.
I have something I want to bring up. I want to know if you guys have heard this or not about the new Buzz Lightyear movie coming out.
As of
year.
Right now, I haven't.
I don't want to watch it.
I don't want to watch it now.
Oh, because the same, yeah.
Did you just heard it too?
It's like
there's supposed to be a same-sex kiss in this.
Yeah.
I'm like, nope.
I'm mad that his chin curl is gone.
Yeah.
That's
was that supposed to be like
about.
A little hair or curly hair on his chin? And it's, yeah, on the new one, it's not even on there.
I just maybe don't like the fact it that it's not Tim Allen.
Right, he's still alive.
We already had a Buzz Lightyear origin story.
Yeah, we did it for VBS.
No, I'm saying they already had a
show.
It was, show.
A, TV show.
It was mm-hmm. a TV show. Buzz Lightyear went to school and he learned how to be a space ranger.
Did they really?
Yes, mm-hmm. I watched it. It was great.
Was it a series or just a movie?
It was
series.
A series.
Oh, okay, cool.
It was on for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Disney Channel. I loved
it.
It was great.
It.
Nice and clean, not all woke and all that junk.
No, it was,
oh, this
in,
was like
in the
when
old
we were
days.
Kids.
Yeah, it was
oh,
in
man.
The old days when
wow.
people didn't get offended by walking.
It might be on Disney
walking.
Plus.
I miss that. Watching.
No, you just get hurt by walking.
They should put it back out on Disney Plus now that. Christopher Buzz Lightyear Star Command was what it was called.
But yeah.
There you go.
I mean, I take all these.
It was in 2000.
These things, or I kind of take me as a with a grain of salt. I mean, I kind of believe it now, based on the culture today, that there's going to be a same sex kiss in Butt and Lightyear movie. I have no doubt it would be there because that's where they're going to.
But who needs to even kiss in?
Yeah, why do you even need to put that, enforce that stuff in there? And then, and number two, the turning red. I've heard a list of things in there that are not good. But back in the day, people used to do that a lot, and you'd watch it and like, okay, it wasn't there.
See, I've heard that too, but then also people were bringing up, and I see this side of it too, because they're saying like she disobeys her parents and da-da-da. But then they were saying like every Disney movie starts with them just, like there's not a Disney movie where they don't disobey their parents. That's where the story starts. Like
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid went up to the earth.
Don't get me started on Little Mermaid.
He hates Little Mermaid. Mulan like left her family and went to be in the army. You know what I mean? Like most of their stories do start like that. I mean.
Yeah.
Travis, I don't know if your argument would float. So
really, it's not. I don't think that much different than.
But
it is targeted for like middle school age.
They can season that stuff a lot better now with what's going on today and a little bit more strong.
Because I know there's a lot more like girl puberty type things in there,
mm-hmm.
but it's targeted for middle school age kids. I just don't think that they maybe and. Let everyone know that as well as they could have.
I mean, they put a lot of highlight. This is the next big Pixar Disney film, blah, blah, blah.
So like, if it was for that age, good, but maybe tell people that it's for that age because it is a lot more like coming of age.
I think they're pumping it all up like this, making it something big because they know it's going to flop. That's my deduction from it all. There's Kai Kai, the little dinosaur. You probably hear him in the background roaring. Cute little guy. Mr. Dimples. Boy, he's really getting into that. So, does he like watching dinosaur stuff?
Oh, he nope. watches Justice, who loves dinosaurs. Oh,
nope, he has no interest in dinosaurs. He told me.
So,
Kyler's really into rocks.
Rocks,
just minerals.
Just looking at him.
Well, then he might start a rock collection. Nothing wrong with that.
He does. Every time he walks outside, we're like, buddy, stop picking up the rocks.
He might start a rock
Did you know that you cannot trust Adams? You can never trust Adams.
Stop it.
They make up everything.
They make up everything. So, all right, well, we'll see when Lightyear comes out. I bet it's going to be there. But I ain't going to watch it to find out.
I was excited.
You don't know what the fastest liquid is?
Oh, my gosh.
Here it comes.
It's milk.
Why?
Because it's pasteurized for you to see it. I got that one from Chip Gaines. Shout out to him. I know he needs my support.
Wait. Let's turn on the mics in our studio audience back there. Let's listen to the crowd in our studio audience on that one. Yep.
That's crickets. Work, that's their way of celebrating.
I told people at work this story today. We were talking about I don't know how this stuff happens, but we were on the subject of mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
And I was telling the story about how mayonnaise was really, really whenever it first came out, it was really big in Mexico. So
oh God.
What?
Are you building them up or something?
I'm pretty sure I've heard this.
So back in 1912, it was really popular in Mexico.
What year?
So 1912.
Okay.
So they had the shipment coming from England.
Where's that?
To Mexico. It's out over the pond.
Oh, Travis, okay. Ignore
across the pond. So it was going from England to Mexico with one stop in New York City in the middle. And what ship was that? Titanic. But it never made it. It was supposed to go after New York. It was supposed to go.
Didn't it just turn around and go back to England?
No, it was supposed to go to the Santa Cruz port in Mexico. So it never made it. It never
made
it.
Where's that at again?
Santa Cruz.
Oh, okay.
So it never made it to, and we all know that the Titanic sank, and we still celebrate the sinking.
We honor it, yeah.
Cinco de Mayo.
Celebrate.
I had to.
We just kept giving him rope.
You can't do it. That's why you just ignore it for
just,
the start.
Just give him the rope.
You don't have to.
All right, two questions real quick, and we're going to quit. What's the most money you've spent?
Four.
Okay, question two.
Nine.
No, question one, what's the most money you've wasted on anything?
Wasted?
You bought it and you're like, oh, that was a waste. Oh, man, I just wasted it.
What's the most That is a good question.
Every time I go to Starbucks.
Okay. How much was your winning her?
I'm kidding.
No, she's telling the truth.
Because that's not an answer.
Whatever Kai Kai said, I didn't know he was spending money already on
all
stuff.
The toys I've bought for the boys.
All the toys you bought for the boys.
Yeah.
Anything you regret buying?
I'm legit wanting to go into their area and just donate.
Oh, you know what it is?
Of it.
You know what it is? What? When you buy movie tickets and you walk in and no one is there to check your movie tickets.
Ooh, that's a good point.
That's not a lot.
It is if you
after a while they add up.
And no one is there to check your tickets.
I've had that happen like four whole times.
It's a disappointment. Okay, I got you. What do you?
I'm thinking, going through all of my like big purchases, and I just can't think of stuff.
I would say curtains. I know it's not a big purchase, but every time we buy curtains, the cat chews them up every time.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Every stinking time.
Oh, something. Yes. I have every
is it the same as mine?
I don't know.
That's yeah.
Different textures, different fabrics. No matter what, tears them up.
Mine.
That gets expensive.
Oh, right. I know what you're going to say. No, but that's a good one.
The couch.
Our couch got.
That's what she was going to say. I was going to say our very first car.
I think we've all experienced that.
Huge waste of like a first car that we ever got when we got married was a brand new Chevy Sonic LT. And don't get me wrong, I mean it's a brand new car. You just got married. I mean most people aren't.
I liked the car, but this I know where he's coming from.
Was it a lemon?
Well, it was the part that was terrible about it is that like we couldn't haul anything. The whole point, when we went to the dealership, I took off work for this. You know, I went to the dealership. We told them we were going to be hauling stuff because we're going to be getting our new first apartment and stuff like that. And they're like, well, how about the Sonic Chevy LT? For the records, like the smallest car in existence. And I'm like, and they actually talked us into it. And like, we ended up spending like way more money. And then like, we found out that like, only 4 years down the road, very few miles on it, it had already dropped almost 50% in value.
Oh, wow. No, it dropped more than that.
It was ridiculous.
We bought it for 19.
I regret that purchase so much.
We bought it for 19, and it wasn't even 4 years later. It was like probably 2.5. We barely had 50,000 miles on it, and the dealership offered us $5,000 for it.
$5,000. We had
not
talk
a
them
single
up.
Dent in it.
Yeah, we had talked them
less
up to
$50,000.
Less than 50,000 miles on it, and we talked them up. Since I worked at the dealership at the time,
that was worth more. Yeah.
Yeah, we got them to go up to $7,500, but they would not
Chevy.
Go up anymore.
Wow.
Because it was a Chevy. They said that Chevys drop their value the moment you drive it. I mean, that's with any car. Yeah. But they said Chevy is the worst.
Well, one of the worst at least.
Okay. Question two. How much money would you spend on a piece of memorabilia? Any kind of memorabilia that you would like to have. How much? What would it be and how much would you spend?
I sold one of my socks the other day.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not that big on
memorabilia. My God, are you still talking?
That was supposed to be for him, but...
Thank you so much. Feeling the love. Feeling the love.
I don't know. One thing I would buy would be like... I'm trying to think of expensive... Things
Travis,
like the
I don't
DeLorean.
Think there's a limit for Travis. Like,
like the DeLorean would be like $50,000.
Yep, that's
for
it.
You would spend literally. Oh, you would spend $50,000 for DeLorean. So
like
both of you would be in on that.
No, I mean I'm just saying like with him, I know he would. If we had the money, like
I would have a garage full of replica cars from movies and stuff.
Adam West Batman car.
Yeah, I would have
Kit. Goodness.
I would have like a Jurassic Park car.
Generally.
The Jeep. It's not a car. It's a Jeep.
Well, yeah, generally speaking, I would have.
Goodness gracious, man.
I would buy an entire house if Joanna Gaines decorated it all.
No. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Home Alone house. I'd buy that one.
A memorabilia? Well, how much would you spend for that?
$2 million.
You don't have $2 million. You couldn't do it.
But that's the thing.
It's hypothetical.
You didn't say money was
it's
a
hypothetical.
Limit.
Yeah, you didn't say it was a limit to the
oh,
money.
Oh, you're saying like right now?
Right now, I can afford like.
No, really. If you was able to buy something,
one action figure. I don't
know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
if I was able to,
bank
I'm not
account? Oh, okay. Well, I can't buy anything, so
I can buy one croc.
One croc from what? That's not memorabilia.
Now, is that a cooking croc or croc shoe?
Buy the alligator.
Croc shoe. That's not memorabilia. They'll be memorabilia one day.
All right. Well, either way, what you guys got? What was yours?
So,
I don't know.
The plane from Airplane.
What even real airplane? It was just a.
Neither was the house in Home Alone. It was a high school gym.
That was not.
I don't know.
It was a high school gym. They shot
the
whole thing in a high school gym.
I would buy one of the dresses from the Phantom of the Opera.
Ooh. There you go.
I loved the outfits on the Phantom
also
of the
Opera. Golf course from Caddyshack.
I would buy, okay, specifically
Stepbrother's house.
Travis.
The boat from Step Brothers.
And in all serialness, I would like the masquerade dress from Andrew Lloyd Webber's Phantom of the Opera.
Travis's favorite movie.
Okay. It is, really.
I very love musical. That movie.
That was our wedding.
I want
our wedding.
The
Greatest Showman
wasn't
my favorite.
Dress.
That's what I walked down the aisle to.
I would. Yeah. I think.
I walked down the aisle to All I Ask of You.
A Nimbus 2000.
Ooh, that's
what's
a good
that?
One.
Oh,
that
yeah, there's the one. Hogwarts. The train the train to Hogwarts.
Nimbus 2000.
Would you buy Harry Potter's magic wand?
The bar.
I already
the,
made one, so
the bar
I
from
need to buy one.
The what?
That's the bar from Roadhouse.
Oh my goodness.
The double,
okay, Carol.
The double.
Oh, Jared.
Nimbus 2000.
Double.
And I would fly away. Bye bye.
Double deuce.
Double deuce.
The double deuce.
So if you guys ever want to send some really extravagant gifts our way, there's a Christmas list. So
Nimbus 2000.
It's been great. It's been fun, but it's
not Nimbus 1999.
Okay. Carol, take us away. We'll
the
catch
full,
you next
the
time.
The Full House. That is like bigger on the inside. TARDIS.
The TARDIS? Okay. Oh,
bigger on the inside.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Carol.
I heard it's TARDIS.
Get us out of here quick.
End up being a TARDIS.
We'll try to be back here on April 4th.
With Astro Virus.
And after Carol gets done singing, stay tuned for Coffee Talk brought by.
It's a doozy.
It's a good one.
Yeah. BlackJarCoffee.com.
That's kind of crappy.
Yeah, do the sound effect for BlackJarCoffee.com.
I can't because it's on the same soundboard. It'll cut Carol off.
What kind of technology do you
have? Wait a minute. No, I can do it. BlackJarCoffee.com.
You think
it's
that's
on
what
the
that
other
sound
soundboard.
Effect is, but stay tuned to find out what that really sound effect really is.
Literally.
If you stay tuned long enough, we got a whole new soundboard.
True.
We gotta call Taylor. Hurry. We gotta call her. Never mind. Show's over.
The set of the Merv Griffin Show.
Yes! That's it! The set of the Merv Griffin Show.
That'll be all, folks.
The coffee book from Seinfeld.
The coffee table.
It's cold.
Check, Mike.
It's really cold in here.
Reverse.
Oh, goodness
reverse,
gracious. Now we got women here saying
the
it's
women
how
cold
are
cold.
It is.
I'm not going to wear my jacket while I eat food.
Both of you took your jackets off.
You're eating food.
Welcome to Coffee Talk, our post
thank you.
Show made before the show.
Wasn't that a great show?
Let's begin by starting.
Do you have a filter?
Filter?
Yeah.
For
well, it's Coffee Talk, so I figured you need a filter is appropriate.
Oh, hold on. We apologize for that.
Oh no!
I never apologize for
so
anything.
This is the time when we're actually. This actually happens before the podcast starts, and we get here on it's Friday night, and about six-ish. What time is it? 6:07.
It's Friday.
And
do
we are
it's
six-ish.
Six-ish.
It's 6:07.
And so they brought in their supper. They just come off work. We just flew in here.
Travis,
come on, Travis.
Take my wife, please.
What?
No. Some of us just got off. Well, all of us got off of work here momentarily and came in here off work and we flew in here. Travis?
What's the deal with airline food?
What is going on?
So we're all, everyone here has got their supper. They picked up their supper to go. And so pardon the chewing and the muffled noises. And
yo quiero,
the delayed responses from Travis because he has a mouthful of, what do you guys got, Arby's?
Yeah.
Arby's, okay. And the grandkids are back here, Justice and Kyler, and they're back playing on a Lego table, so you'll hear the Lego blocks probably throughout the podcast.
It's our try it ASMR.
And because Lolly is not here to babysit, she's at the
Minister's Wife Conference.
Minister's Wife
yeah,
Conference.
Yeah, we did get invited to that.
We
but
could
I didn't
right
get invited.
We could have. But I didn't want to take off work for it. Well, actually, this weekend my in-laws were supposed to come in, and they canceled this week. So
I just like being home right now.
Yeah, I understand that.
Saturdays are our sleep days.
What's that like?
Yeah, enjoy them now.
Don't say that.
Why?
It's like the number one annoying thing.
Oh.
That
pregnant women. Do it now. I know. Yeah. I got you. Yeah. Fair
enough. Enjoy it while you can.
I think that's like
you never know.
It's like a rite of passage when you get to a certain age. I feel like maybe that like you have to start saying that to the people who are younger.
Hey,
I actually used the phrase because I said so the other day.
Because I said so.
And I was on the phone with my mother at the time, and I was like, I can finally use it.
I'm really bad about when I teach, like, because I'm the boss, and like,
well. These kids like to play with my kids, and they literally were begging, and I was like, they can't, and they were like, why else? And I didn't know what else to say, so I was like, because I said so. I was like, I can finally use that.
When a kid asks me a question that I don't really have an answer to, I say, to make you ask questions. They say, why is that like that? And I say, to make you ask questions.
Travis.
I say it works, didn't it?
Hey, Travis, check your Instagram.
And you never know, Alexi, your kid just might be one who just sleeps, has a good sleep pattern, and so wakes up Saturday morning, or sleeps in Saturday morning with you.
She is so much like Travis already.
We know it's a girl now. She threw us off on the last podcast whenever she
I said she, and then I said he, and I think you just caught the end of it, but I was like, she is he.
Nah,
well, but then I also heard you say him.
Something on my because
I said her.
Okay, well, you covered it up good.
Yeah. I was like, him.
You covered it up good because we were for sure.
Oh,
it was
I said she via Facebook. So watch the second one.
You guys thought it was a boy for sure?
We thought for sure it was a boy.
Tanya knew it was a girl.
Like laying on her belly all the time. Like, I'm a ball
the
of
second
nerves,
one's a better one.
And this kid's just like, Travis. Oh, no.
And that sneeze was filtered through his jacket. Think how loud that would be without.
We need a sound of Goofy going, yeah! And that is Travis's sneeze.
We did a reveal for our family, and there was only one that truly thought boy.
Who?
Joe.
Joe, he's not family.
He's not family, but he's along for the ride.
Oh, Joe.
He's been around for everything. And your dad said girl, but Nevaeh wanted to hand out blue ones, so she's like, no, blue. And he's like, no. So she was just giving people blue because she was like, there's no one's taking them.
No one's taking the blue, and this is my job, so here, you're going to be blue.
Like, my dad's like, I've had dreams for years. He's like, it's definitely a girl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were fully on Team Boy.
Justice, eat your
face.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah, it's so great. I love it.
Makes the cop laugh. That's funny.
That's so,
it's funny because it's like he's walking down the sidewalk and a cop is coming the opposite way and he has like a seatbelt on his shirt and he buckles his seatbelt real fast, like
while he's walking, on the sidewalk.
Yeah, I'll show you real quick. It's really
hilarious.
Funny.
It's good. Hilarious. It's good, clean comedy. That's what I like. Good clean fun. The cop laughs.
His seat belt buckles.
You've never heard of Ross Creations.
Hey guys,
he's really really
he's
funny.
Hilarious.
It's like it's like the other movie/TV show/ series that we can't say because it's a bad word.
It's a donkey.
There you go. It's like that, but not all the vulgarness and all that.
Yeah. It's like Impractical Jokers.
No.
You don't like Impractical Jokers?
I don't know why. I just don't find them very funny.
Oh, man, we love Impractical
Jokers. I know, like, I get hate for that, and I understand that. I respect it, you know?
No, I don't hate. It's just, I mean, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but it's wrong, and I hate the opinion.
Don't at me. Hate the game, not the player? Is that how it goes?
It's hate.
Hate the game, not the player.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
My record level's up to max. That's terrible. I got to turn it down.
Hey, Travis, can you sneeze for us again to see if it'll work?
There we go. Okay, so for those of you listening on Coffee Talk, maybe you'll notice that our record level is not as loud right now. So if your volume on your end has like almost plummeted down halfway because I turned down the record level halfway.
Can you hear me though?
Can you hear?
Can you hear it?
Can you hear that?
Flatulence? Yeah, I heard.
That's a whoopee cushion.
That's a...
That was flatulence.
And we forgot to say at the beginning of this segment that watch him on that chair. Hey, that chair tilted back.
Justice, get down. Get down.
It's a pedestal chair and it'll fall over. Be careful, buddy. This coffee talk is brought to you by blackjarcoffee.com, which I am enjoying right now.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I got coffee too.
You have Baja Blast.
Guys, I miss
you. You know, if you don't have, if you don't.
That's it.
I get it. Justin has a Baja Blast, and so we play the
Baja Blast. If you don't have fun while you drink it, is it a Baja Blast or is it just Baja?
It's just Baja.
Just Baja.
It's Baja.
It's not bad. Sorry.
Baja mediocre.
Wow.
So Travis, what'd you have?
I had some gyros.
Gyros.
Gyros. Roast beef gyros.
Gyros. Gyro is a
gyro.
Oh my gosh. There's
gyro. It's pronounced gyro.
Gyro.
This is a good podcast over here.
A gyro.
A gyro is
a gyro is one whole year.
No.
Gyro is
gyro is how you pronounce it.
Currency in the UK.
That's a euro.
All that.
We're saying the same thing.
No, you're not.
I've heard it both ways.
A gyro is a form of motion. It's actually called. It's actually pronounced a euro.
Well, you know what?
Ask a Greek guy.
There,
who sells
there,
euros.
There, and there. Just saying.
There.
Hi, buddy.
There, there. What are you doing,
Kaka? If they want my money, they'll take whatever I say.
Hey, yeah, dinner, that's what I say.
Kyler coming up.
They want my
TV.
Money. They're gonna. Give me whatever I...
However you say it, they'll sell it to
yep.
you.
I mean, customer's matter. Always right. And I've, like, consumed a lot.
I'm going to say it completely wrong from now.
What'd you have?
I had a chicken slider and some fries and ranch.
Like a four-day-old chicken slider.
Four-day-old chicken slider.
That's what it looked like.
I have some mac and cheese, too, but I'm not feeling it.
Taylor, Justin, what'd you guys bring for supper?
We got Taco Bell.
We got tacos of the bell.
What did you have, Randy?
Taco Bell. That's Taco Gong, but close enough. That's all I got.
So
here's Taco Bell.
It's got a ring to it.
Ah, thank you. That's what that deserves.
So I got the boys some cheesy roll-ups, and I got two just regular tacos.
How much do we pay for those cheesy roll-ups?
And Justin thought the cheesy roll-up was a Taco Bell taco.
No, yeah, she thought it was a taco.
A cheesy roll-up is a dollar?
Mm-hmm.
That's how much a beefy or a soft taco is, isn't it?
No, it's
it?
Not. Soft taco is like $1.89 or something.
When did that change?
I think it's
inflation.
I think it's pronounced taco.
I've heard it both ways.
Cheesy roll-ups.
The
and then I also... Have y'all tried the Taco Bell nacho fries?
Yes.
Taco Bell nacho
fries? I told you,
so
I'm
good.
Not allowed to
I
have them.
I forgot they were...
Why are you not allowed to have them, Justin?
Because they nacho fries.
Every time
I gave it
that,
to you.
Why are you asking so many questions? Why are you... jalapeno business.
That was so forced.
It was.
Forced. I like it. It was forced.
Just like, you know, Taco Bell does to your bowel movements.
Yep.
Oh, speaking of that, I got a great topic for
you. He does. Travis is just coming off a...
Astrovirus. You ever hear of Astrovirus?
Oh, God.
I've heard of that. Please explain.
It's pretty much food poisoning, but just out of one exit.
I thought it had something to do with Astro.
No. It was about, what, six days?
Six days
of diarrhea?
Yeah.
Like every hour.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you weigh yourself afterwards?
Well, I should have.
You should have, dude.
Yeah, you can say
after?
You lost. I lost
I
this much weight
it's
in
the
one
only
week.
Silver lining to that.
Amen.
I had to take a sample down to the hospital.
Oh, no.
I had to take it down on Friday. I called off work, and I went down. I took a sample down to the hospital, and they called me at like 7:30 that night and said something happened to the sample. I had to give another one.
No.
And I said, okay.
That's
like,
crappy.
What time? I said, I'll come down. What time do you close? And they said, we're closing in 30 minutes. I'm like, I can't get a sample ready in 30 minutes. Like, it's going to take time.
So sure
to,
oh, snap.
So I had to wait until Saturday, and I had to do it.
What?
Turns out they gave me the wrong cup to put the sample in. They gave
uh-oh.
Me like a a urine cup. And it should have been another cup of like this red liquid that they mixed with it.
But what did you to write an apology letter with the first one.
Yeah, I should have wrote an apology letter with the first one. Especially if they were pulling it out expecting urine.
Because that was a thing.
You
pooped in a urine cup.
You should have wrote a letter and it said, "You're in for a surprise."
No, you're in trouble.
He was like, "I know this is your job, but you probably don't see this every day, and I'm sorry."
That's bad. Probably.
Like,
don't
I
see
mean,
this
that's
every
their
day.
Job, Travis. Like, they look at that's what they've decided
yeah.
to do.
That, yeah. Can you? What high aspirations in life do you have to say?
Oh, I hope they make.
I want to go and work in a lab where I test people's.
You know they have to make a ton of money though. More
Man,
than we make.
I think I got it from this place we went to eat.
They deserve it. You're
they
right.
Deserve it,
you're
that's
right.
Gross.
I think I got it from this place called PP's Pizza.
PC's Pizza. PC's
Pee-pee,
Pizza.
Maybe poo poo.
Kidman language.
Right. But yeah, I didn't get
put
sick.
Put a filter on that.
But because he had lunch meat and I can't have lunch meat right now, so worked out in my favor.
What can you have right now?
Whatever
you
my
can,
body.
You can have lunch meat as long as it's heated up.
I don't
cooked.
Like. I want
no,
cold.
Wait. What's the difference between heated up and cold?
So there is a bacteria germs. On it that could be very
like
harmful
listeria.
To the baby.
It's
yeah.
listeria.
She could get listeria. Cool.
So if you just microwave it, warm it up, that kills it.
Yeah, but I want cold meat.
Well, you can warm it up and then cool it down.
Cool it down.
It's my first meal. I've already got my first meal plan.
Ooh, watch out. 80s song, sorry.
So what is yada yada at this point, right?
Pretty much.
I mean, it's the conversation's flowing, man.
Just like Travis. listen, it was a hard week for me too, guys. You don't understand. It was a hard week.
It was the best thing you've ever said.
It was the grossest smell, the grossest appearance, the grossest everything.
Why? Just, why?
Yeah,
why?
Do you have pictures? You gave us so much detail.
No, I did not. Why? I'm just letting you know. Everyone in the house.
Do you know there's a website dedicated to that where like people like take pictures of their poo and they post it on the public platforms. See what I did there?
We came in Wednesday.
Okay.
Please. We came in Wednesday.
It was alliteration. You didn't see that? I did it. Yay.
Alliteration.
That we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Anyway, the weather, I think, has really turned cold now,
yeah,
hasn't
so
it?
Yeah, so I finally have dry flatulence.
Well, I'm trying to steer us out of the ditch, and you pull us on the other side of the road into another ditch.
I mean, it's out of this world.
Oh, we need to take coffee talk.
It's just yada yada at this point.
If we take coffee talk and make it an overtime bonus for our listeners where they have to pay for it, I think we could break in some money.
This is good stuff, guys.
Yeah, I think we could break it in with this bonus material. If we separate from the podcast and subscribers only get coffee talk.
You can't even top that now at this point.
That means we should end on a high note and get ready for our podcast.
You can't top that. We're just going to bottom out now.
Okay. Lord, some way, somehow, take us serious and help us and bless us for what we have to talk about today to help encourage, enlighten, help others, to bring joy, happiness, conviction, or something to help benefit their lives and their ministry. We pray in Jesus' name, please.
Please. What's your favorite fruit?
Bacon.
Bacon! Yay!